Being a soldier is not always going to be easy, but the Bible has called us to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That means there's going to be hardships and setbacks and difficult days. Not everything is going to go your way. But my friend, what are we called to do? We're called to be faithful unto the Lord, to serve Him with all of our heart. I pray that you might be the witness unto this world that brings Him glory.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are delighted to have you with us today. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, the Apostle Paul said this, "You therefore must endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now, contrary to what some may believe, living a life as a Christian is not always going to be easy. At times, there are going to be hardships and setbacks and difficult days. There probably isn't one of us that hasn't experienced some kind of hardship in our life, but a soldier of God must endure all these things. Paul said, endure hardships. That means being a Christian is not necessarily a life of ease. It's not a bed of roses or a bowl of cherries. You know, some think that if you're in the will of God, that you're not going to have any problems. But I want to share with you, my friend, that if you're not having any problems, then it's probably because you're not in the will of God. Because I know this, through experience and through the years, the devil is going to fight and oppose those Christians that are doing something for God. Not necessarily those that aren't doing anything, but those that are working and laboring for the kingdom of God, being the witness unto Him. Now, what's a good soldier of Christ? Well, number one, I know this, that they are called. Now, 2 Timothy 2, chapter 4 says this, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. A soldier of Jesus Christ has been called. Now, you didn't find Jesus, but he found you. And when he called out to you to enlist, you said yes. And then you were grafted into the body of Christ. You became a child of the King, and now you belong to him. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says this, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, his own special people of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God. My friend, you have been called. And if you said yes to Jesus, then you've just enlisted into the greatest army ever. It's the army of the Lord. Your life has purpose and meaning. And if you're called of God, then he desires to use you for his glory. You have a reason to live and to go on with your life. But secondly, I know that a good soldier is a separated people. Verse 4 says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. We are called to be separated and holy. We're called to be separated from sin. Now, James said that if you love this world, then you can count yourself an enemy of God. You see, a child of God does not entangle himself with the affairs of this world. Jesus said, be in the world, but not of the world. If a soldier of the United States Army was to be caught playing with the enemy, they'd be in big trouble. Samson played with the enemy of God, and he lost his strength. Perhaps the church has lost its strength too. But thirdly, a soldier will go through battles. As a Christian, there will be times when you will engage in battle. Now understand that there is a spiritual warfare. The devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. The devil wants to wreck your family or your church or children or marriage. The church must realize that the devil is not playing. He's not going to roll over and play dead. He fights for keeps. The church must be sober, prepared, and alert. Why is that? Because of our adversary, the devil, who walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The church must put on the armor of God by faith. It must know how to pray, how to use the word of God correctly. It must know how to be faithful. And fourthly, a good soldier will persevere. A soldier in Christ doesn't give up or quit on God. They persevere and endure even through the hard and difficult times. When opposition comes their way, they don't back down, but they remain faithful to God. Paul and Silas didn't quit on God, but they remained faithful. The three Hebrew men didn't bow down, but they trusted God. My friend, may you find yourself to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.